Welcome back to the Rebuilt Parish podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Wilkinson, and I'm so grateful that you're tuning in. Today on the podcast, we've got our subject matter expert, Ed Bradley, who knows all things Rebuilt Framework and Strategic Anchors. We had Ed in our last episode share all about the Rebuilt Framework, and today he's going to help us deep dive into the Weekend Experience Framework. So tune in and get ready to learn all about how your parish can have an excellent weekend experience. Well, hi there, Ed. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Melissa, great to be with you again. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm just so thankful that we've got you as our subject matter expert. The last time we had you on the show, you helped explain about the whole Rebuilt Framework and gave us a little bit about each one of those strategic anchors. And now, as we are going to be exploring the Weekend Experience Anchor for the next 5 weeks, I would love to kick this off with a deep dive. And who better to give us that deep dive than you?
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, but I'll do the best I can, Melissa, and I'm happy to be able to do that. And just as a sort of quick reminder to folks, you know, we're talking about the four anchors of the Rebuilt model, and we like to kind of remind people that these are the traits of successful churches, and how do we talk about the four anchors? We want to be churches that are welcoming to outsiders, that they want to grow wider. They want to have that evangelical heart. They, when people show up, they want to have an awesome experience. And that is a mass experience that's consistently excellent, driven by music, message, and ministry. And it takes people deeper into their faith. And in fact, the mass and a discipleship path takes people deeper into their faith. We want to grow deeper in our discipleship. We talk about the steps of discipleship. And everything we do in a parish comes together with great leadership, and not just leadership at the top, but a leadership community throughout the parish organization. And so to be able to then go deeper specifically in today into the weekend experience, I'm really glad to be able to do that with you.
Well, thank you. Well, as we get started, can you elaborate on the significance of the Weekend Experience Anchor? So why is it so important for parishes, and how do they make it a priority?
Well, the Weekend Experience Anchor, you know, they're all important. I just laid them out, but this one maybe perhaps is most important. And why is that? Well, we're talking about, at the end of the day, the Mass. And the Mass, the source and summit of our faith, We need to be bringing excellence to it, of course, but it's where a lot of the anchors sort of all come together really as well. But the weekend experience needs to be awesome. The mass experience needs to be awesome, again, to honor God. But also, you know, when you think about the Grow Wider anchor, you know, people want to be welcomed. Where are they welcomed? Well, they're welcomed mostly at Mass. When we talk about the Mass experience being a place of worship, it's where we go deeper in our discipleship. Well, that's connected to the discipleship, going deeper anchor as well. And when we talk about leadership and we talk about opportunities to serve, well, the place that happens most is at Mass, and that's where people can serve, and that's where your leadership community is most created. Now, for each of those, it happens in other ways as well, as Melissa will explore, you know, throughout the series. But the weekend experience, the Mass experience, is probably tantamount to everything you do in a parish. And oh, by the way, it's most of the time when we encounter folks who are coming to our parish, and it's where we can set them on their discipleship path.
Oh, so good. Now, Ed, can you explain what some of those key elements to a great Mass experience are, and how do those elements work together to create a great worship experience?
You know, when we talk about each of the anchors in their titles, there's a tagline for each one. And for, you know, creating an awesome weekend experience, the tagline is music, message, and ministry. And those are perhaps the most critical elements of the weekend experience. There are others, certainly, but when you talk about the music and you know, the environment that that creates and the call to worship that music provides. The music should be awesome. So, and excellent and delivered with skill. And we'll talk about that when we talk about the executing elements of the weekend mass experience. But the music should be great. Homilies should preach deeply into people's lives. And you want to create an energy on the weekend that people want to be a part of, that's infectious. And the ministers create that awesome environment. And so music, message, and ministry are the key elements to delivering an exceptional weekend mass experience.
Well, Ed, you mentioned that a great mass experience will help people grow deeper in their faith and will help bring them back the next week and continue coming. Can you explain how really going through that weekend experience flywheel and turning that will help to foster both of these things?
Well, you know, I mentioned the ministers actually a moment ago and creating that vibe. And really what we're talking about there are people wanting to be a part of it. And really, so a great mass experience and energy and people wanting to be a part of it, they're going to be feeling like, I need this. I want this. And so if you can create that, first of all, people will want to be a part of it and it'll bring them back. And the whole point of what we're doing is creating that excellent spirit experience so that people will in fact be drawn into worship. They'll be able to focus on their worship. They'll, you know, go deeper in their discipleship. We're here to make disciples of Jesus in a parish. And so if you can have an experience that people want to be a part of, that they're going to come and that they're going to want to come back to, that will allow you to take them deeper and deeper in their faith.
Oh, that's so good. Now, I think this next question I have for you might be kind of tricky for some parishes because it's around consistency. And some of them are like, maybe we're not even here yet, but how can a parish deliver a consistently effective or excellent weekend experience, especially when it comes to those three key areas you talked about, music, message, and ministry?
Now, I guess here, you know, when we were together last time and talking about all the anchors, we talked about flywheels and we talked about the executing elements for each anchor. Here we're now sort of moving into the executing elements of the weekend experience anchor. And it does begin with consistency. And that's the key word here, I think. And so delivering that consistency is an intentionality, really. And you know, you have to decide that the music is going to be great. You have to decide that we're going to be very intentional about homily preparation and practice and delivery, and that we're creating that energy, that vibe with ministry. And so how do you do that? Well, that's intentionality. And one way is to be meeting regularly about it. We talk about a Monday morning weekend meeting that is a review meeting for the weekend and makes decisions about what worked, maybe what didn't work, and talks about the week ahead. So, and the other thing you have to remember is this consistency is a really important thing. And this is starts to be where you see anchors tied together. We'll talk about sharing your faith. And in that we talk about something called invest and invite, or when we talk about being intentional about having a target audience and trying to bring in outsiders and using your congregation, we talked about invest and invite when we were together last time. Well, if you're going to ask people to invite people to your mass, that mass needs to be consistently awesome because you never know when that person is in fact going to show up. And so let's make sure that when they do show up, they have an awesome experience. And that starts with consistency of delivery. So it's an intentionality at the end of the day.
Oh, that's so good. That consistency is being intentional around it. I love that. Well, you've touched on this a little bit, but I would love to dive into it. Preaching a unified message is a critical piece of having a great weekend experience. How can parish leaders ensure that the message is in alignment of what's going on at the parish?
Well, the unified message is it can mean different things. At the end of the day, we talk about like one church, one message. Your homilies need to, track the lectionary. They need to speak to scripture. They need to really call people into the word and take them deeper in their faith. It needs to be excellently delivered. But it can, but a unified message means that the same thing you're talking about in big church is being talked about in kids programs and in your children's liturgy of the word and in maybe the small group meetings that week. So unified message is sort of a holistic approach to sort of that week's theme, if you will. And but always drawing upon scripture and taking people deeper into the word.
Oh, I love how you talk about when they get to their small groups, then it's that same message. And we've seen this in partner parishes through coaching, what an impact that has on their parish, especially when now their parishes are delivering that consistently great message on the weekend. They're tying it into their small groups, and we're seeing people grow deeper in their faith. And because of all of this, their parish is also growing wider because they're investing and inviting in others. I just get excited about seeing how all of these different anchors are all connected.
Absolutely. And I love the way you did that there, because they are. And that unified message also brings the whole congregation together and rowing in the same direction. And that has further power in terms of maybe some of your outreach work. If you're bringing everybody together, that sort of corporate body aligned can have a lot of power in service, in missions, and in many other ways in terms of shared discipleship growth.
Oh my goodness. Well, I want to talk about music next. Talk to us about how important producing compelling music is.
Yeah, this can be kind of a tough one, because it can lead to sometimes some hard conversations, if you will, in terms of maybe the traditional music delivery in Catholic parishes, in terms of, an organ and maybe a cantor who's been singing maybe a little too long, and maybe you need to kind of think about moving in a new direction. That can lead to some challenging conversations. But at the end of the day, to recognize, the music importance, the wind that the sails, move forward on, the delivery of excellent music to calling people deeper into worship and creating that environment on the weekend really, really matters. Now, so what's important there is skill, is practice, is again, intentionality. You may need to pay for some musicians, but we think the sound of multiple musicians, not necessarily, a legion, but just some difference with regard to the music production and the sound, that matters a lot to the quality that you're offering in your music. But again, it's and we're not compelling or feeling like you have to have any specific style of music. At the end of the day, we really advocate just skill. We do use contemporary music, but traditional music is absolutely okay and can be very compelling and very beautiful and very worshipful. So, but just deliver it with absolute excellence. It really matters.
It does. It makes a tremendous difference. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners and members of our community can resonate with them, because I'm sure whether it's their own parish or a parish that they've visited, they've seen some great music and some music that's worthy of worshiping God. And then I'm sure they've also seen some of that other music, and it's not exactly the kind of music you'd like to invite somebody to come and worship with in a parish. And so that's
and
so
may not
critical.
Be the music that brings them back next week.
That's absolutely, absolutely. Well, hospitality is something that we love to talk about, and we talk about layers of hospitality. Can you share why building layers of hospitality is crucial for a rebuilt parish and what that does?
Okay, so here's a connection to the leadership anchor, and we talk about layers of hospitality in a leadership community. I mean, on one level, you want to be calling your community to become engaged in the parish and become contributors to the parish, not just consumers. And one way you do that is to invite them into service. And the most optimal place to serve would be around the weekend mass experience. So to provide opportunities to serve is very important. And so having multiple roles, operations and greeters and cafe ministers and kids wing players and folks who are on cameras and in the tech booth, all of those all provide opportunities to serve what you're calling your congregation into so that they engage in the parish. So that's first and foremost. But another really important thing is that, you know, the leadership of the parish can't and shouldn't do everything. You need to, the role of the senior, of the leaders of the parish are to in fact be leaders and then to empower and authorize volunteer leaders to own the various ministries or the various roles or the various functions being performed, and then to create leaders and layers of workers and volunteer ministers under them. So this community of leadership, sort of the hospitality area, is a place where an awful lot of that happens. Now, the other, of course, very important element, which we've already talked about with regard to hospitality and the ministers and the activity, is that vibrancy, that energy that they create on the weekend that people will feel compelled to want to be a part of.
That's such a great point. And on our first episode, we had Father Michael and Tom talking about how when they first got there, they were it. The rest of the staff didn't work on the weekend, and it was just the two of them to do everything. And now when you look at the state of Nativity and these other parishes that we've been coaching and helping along the way, they've got these massive teams of volunteer ministers helping to execute even the little things like cleaning the bathroom. So that way, when a mom brings her kid in there, that's a good experience. Having people in the parking lot to greet them as they come in, that's one of those. Having people at the door. I mean, it's so exciting to see what can change in your parish when you start growing these layers of leaders and putting them to work in that hospitality field.
And you mentioned that sort of hospitality and the different layers of that too. One further one sort of inside the door from the greeters, even before like sort of you get to the host ministers, ushers, if you will, in the sanctuary, would be a welcome desk. That's a place where a lot of our parishes have had a lot of success, and it's very attractive and helpful to people in terms of a place to go. And you can invite people to that and capture their information and bring them back next week. So that's a further layer of hospitality that's been particularly effective for a lot of our rebuilt parishes, that welcome desk idea.
For sure. And a very simple one to implement. I can share from firsthand experience. Very simple. The hardest part is just finding that volunteer minister to be welcoming and man the desk. It's very simple. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, and a big part of that is finding those ministers. And
yes.
And that's a whole area that you'll probably get into, you know, as you dive deeper into this. But the importance there, you mentioned staff and on the weekend and the importance of the invitation. And that's where sort of that time in the narthex, if you will, in terms of relationships on the weekend, building relationships to the point where you can be inviting parishioners into ministry, making that personal invitation. That's how you're going to find those welcome desk volunteers or those greeters or parking ministers or all the other roles to be filled.
Is your parish welcoming to outsiders? Are your pews full at every Mass? Do the homily speak into people's lives? Is your music stirring? Are your kids' programs exceptional? Imagine this. Our rebuilt subject matter experts visiting your parish over the weekend. They're not just there to observe, but to engage, to encourage, and empower. A rebuilt weekend observation is a unique opportunity for your parish to receive personalized feedback, practical insights, and tailored action plans from the very best in parish renewal. Whether you're just starting your renewal journey or looking to take it to the next level, our experts are here to help. They're dedicated to helping parishes like yours thrive. During weekend observations, they'll be there to listen, learn, and lend a helping hand. Our experts have years of experience in transforming parish communities together. We'll work side by side with your leadership team, your staff, and parishioners to ignite the flame of renewal in your community. So, if you're ready to breathe new life into your parish, if you're ready to see real, tangible change, then weekend observations are for you. Book your weekend observation discovery call at rebuiltparish.com/observation. That's rebuiltparish.com/observation. We can't wait to spend the weekend with you. Well, let's talk about kids now, because we know that this is a hot topic, and we know just from our latest workshop that we've done that people want to know how they can invest in the next generation. How do you get kids to show up every weekend? And so we know that we want people and we want to help them create exceptional kids and students programs. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Huge question, big question. Can't possibly do it service here. But, you know, you mentioned the workshop. We have courses around this. We have, you know, and it's a broad one, clearly. But to just try to encapsulate it here for our purposes, you know, engaging the next generation, it matters so much on so many levels. First of all, you know, from the infants and the toddlers having a place to go, nursery and daycare on the weekend, so that the parents have a focused experience, you know, to engage in that message, in that homily, and all of the worship experience. But also they can have a very worthwhile Bible-focused experience as well at that level. Children's Liturgy of the Word, again, what's happening in Big Church, happening there in an age-appropriate way, doing that with great, capturing the kids in that way, your religious ed, middle school, high school. You know, we utilize kind of a small group format for a lot of those things, but it's also fun and engaging and getting kids into scripture. It all matters from the standpoint of both their own discipleship growth at every age level, but also capturing the young family might sometimes begin with capturing the children. If they're waking up on Sunday morning from a weekend experience focus perspective, if they're waking up like, hey, do we get to go to, you know, church today? Boy, you're capturing the parents too. You do something nice for my kid. You do something nice for me. So it matters on a lot of levels, and there's a lot to it. And I'll just encapsulate it like that.
I think that's a great example, Ed. If you do something for your kid, you do something for me. I can tell you that before my parish had started rebuilding our next gen programs, I was dragging them to Mass on Sunday mornings. It was so hard because they didn't want to go. They didn't feel connected. But now that we've got our Faith Finders program, which is our children's liturgy of the word, I don't have to drag anyone there anymore. And I can tell you as a parent, that makes my life so much easier. And we want to do that and serve our parents in the community that way, so that we're not just getting their kids and helping their kids with their faith, but also helping those parents grow in their faith too. It's a hard time to be raising kids right now.
It is. And, you know, that's a terrific sort of personal experience example. And it's just so true for many, many families and parishes talk about wanting to get younger. Well, the next gen intentionality, again, makes a huge difference in your opportunity and ability to do that.
For sure. Well, we all know what some of the effects of COVID have done on the world, and it's made a tremendous impact on the Catholic Church in both good ways and in bad ways. But one thing we are seeing that investing in an online campus is critical for a great weekend experience. So, Ed, can you talk to us a little bit about why that's so important and what kind of steps can be taken to have that great weekend experience for our online campus?
The online, I think you said that up really, really nicely in that, it's reached a place of kind of practical reality in that we have to acknowledge and we have to lean into it and embrace the reality of the online church. I guess, first of all, just in terms of the progression, the newcomer will check you out there. It becomes a place where they're going to look you over, if you will, for the first time and decide. So let's have that online experience be great for that newcomer who's checking you out. The further reality is that even your regular parishioners are coming less often. And so stay connected with them by having an awesome online experience for them to engage in when they aren't maybe coming in person. We want everybody to come in person. We want everybody to come every week, clearly. But let's also, understand some of the realities of sort of where the world is right now, as you set it up, as I said, very nicely. So let's make that experience great. And there are ways to do that. It does probably take a little bit of investment. There are technology issues. You can make sound, multiple cameras. There are different ways to make the experience just a little bit more engaging. And also you can think about chat hosts engaging with those who are in attendance and have again some interaction there, not that's distracting from the mass experience, but that is engaging. And then look for opportunities inside that experience to be inviting people into worship, both then but also in person, and making the invitation to church. So I guess a little bit of investment, a little bit of technology, a little bit of intentionalities, a little bit of human capital, maybe with regard to chat hosts, just be bringing all of those potentially to bear in the delivery of your online experience.
Oh, that's so good, Ed. And I think about, we talk about our website being the front door of our parish, where a lot of times people will come to our website to check us out before they ever step foot in the door. When they see that, first of all, we've even got live streaming, that's a big deal. That shows, especially to younger generations, oh, wow, they're investing in some technology. They must care. That's just one little thing. But also you talked about when you invest in that technology, it does provide a greater experience for the online campus, but you can also invest in that technology to help in the sanctuary as well. A good sound system makes a world of a difference. And I can tell you, just from being in a parish that didn't have a good sound system to when we invested and upgraded ours, what that did for the experience right at Mass and for the folks who were tuning in from home or checking us out for the first time or even on vacation and worshiping with us online from wherever they were.
Sound definitely matters. It matters in the music. It matters in be able to hear lectures, the lectors, and of course the homily. In all respects, it matters a lot. Sometimes ours gets a little loud, and so maybe you have to watch that a little bit. But I'm just having a little fun there. But it makes a big difference.
Well, Ed, as we start to wrap up, what advice would you give to parish leaders who are looking to strengthen their weekend experience and to fully implement these principles that you've outlined for us today?
Well, we talked about, first of all, the intentionality, and it does start at the top. And this is where leadership from the top matters perhaps most in terms of, establishing that culture in the community. So I just want to encourage parish leaders and senior staff to be very intentional here and to and really lean into it. Take nothing for granted with regard to the delivery of the excellent experience. From a rebuilt parish perspective, we stand ready to kind of come alongside in many different ways to work with parishes in terms of the weekend experience. We talked about unified messages, children's liturgy of the word. We provide content for those those specifically in terms of message series that track the lectionary, track the liturgical calendar, children's liturgy of the word, lesson plans that correlate to what's happening in big church. So there's some synergy there. So there's content available. You know, we'll visit parishes and we will actually take a look. We call them sort of weekend observations and share with you where you're really, really strong and places to lean into, to build upon, to gain momentum for parish renewal and an awesome weekend experience in the parish. But then we'll also maybe explore some opportunities for you to take it to the next level. So weekend observations is another place to, and of course, you know, the Rebuild Parish coaching coming alongside parishes in that regard to all aspects of parish life to work with parishes.
Those are some great resources, Ed, and I'd really love to just touch on a couple of those right now. Our weekend observations. So tell me, Ed, are you one of those people that participates in those?
We have several teams, but yes, I've done a lot of them and do enjoy doing that. The relational elements of kind of coming alongside parishes is the best part of that. But you know, coming into the experience at a parish through the lens of the newcomer, and you know, what's it like coming onto campus, and how's the signage? Do I know where to go? And is anybody greeting me? And what's the energy? What's the vibe? How's it feel? And then the elements of music, message, and ministry, and evaluating them. And are there some kids programs to observe? And what are they like? And speaking to some parishioners and volunteers of their experience and what it's meaning to them, and then maybe, you know, having some time with senior staff and the pastor, you know, that can go a long way. But the weekend experience observation is a valuable tool to parish leaders in terms of just getting a fresh perspective on that element of their parish work.
And then just tell us, do they get some sort of action plan at the end of this with recommendations?
Soup to nuts, you know. And again, I alluded to, you know, we like to really lean into the good, you know, and the excellent, and because that's where momentum can be built. And those are the things we should be doing more of and learning from. But yes, it'll be a soup to nuts sort of parish report on all elements of the weekend mass experience.
Well, I think any parish would be so lucky to have you come out, or anyone from the Rebuilt team. We do actually have the information for this in the show notes, so no need to go look it up. I'm going to have that link for you right in the show notes. We also, speaking of weekend experience observations, if you're on the fence and not sure, we've got a free download for you. That's also going to be in the show notes for today. And this is a self-assessment that you can do to walk through on your own or with your team. And whether you decide to move forward with a weekend observation, this will help you prepare for a weekend observation and will help you to see how your parish is doing and help you put your finger on the pulse of what that weekend experience is currently like in your parish. So you can grab that in the show notes. And you mentioned
really quickly. The weekend the assessment guide, if you will. Parishes that are working with us in the Rebuild Coaching will go through a foundations course when they start, and we step through each of the anchors, and then the senior team will spend some time evaluating their own parish through the lens of that anchor. And we have a series of questions to kind of ask yourselves to be guiding that conversation. This is what Melissa will be providing you, but then also has ideas for sort of what are some easy implementations, we call it low-hanging fruit, to get some quick wins, and then what are maybe some areas to be setting longer-term priorities in. And so that assessment guide can be a very valuable tool to evaluate yourselves through the lens of the weekend experience anchor.
So, Ed, you talked a lot about coaching, and I want to come back to that. So tell us a little bit more about what happens with Rebuilt Parish Coaching.
Well, really, it's about the parish becoming the best version of yourself. And we just simply come alongside with you to go through kind of a process of evaluation and renewal. And there's teaching and there's, you know, shared learning with other parishes. So Rebuilt Coaching is a combination of having a team, and we operate in twos. So you'd have two parish coaches working with you every other week. And then in the off weeks, we have courses that parishes go through together. So we create both one-on-one coaching environments and then shared learning environments in the courses. And the courses are surround the anchors in all aspects of parish life, from that foundational course I mentioned all the way through a next gen course and a finance and stewardship course and growing wider and preaching, and all elements of the anchors are handled in the shared learning environments that are the courses. But first and foremost, it's just an advocate coming alongside you to navigate the renewal waters really with you.
And I can tell you, Ed, firsthand from being a parish leader from one of your partner parishes for 3 years, what Rebuilt Coaching has done for my parish. It took us from a parish that was bleeding money and was a dying parish, literally, to becoming a parish that is beating pre-COVID numbers for mass attendance, for engagement, for student programs, for giving. And just when you can feel that, you mentioned a lot being able to feel that energy, you can feel the energy now. And that's the power of having Rebuilt come alongside you to guide you and hold your hand through each process and having that support, because we all know parish work is hard, right?
It is. And you know, Melissa, you mentioned you were, you know, kind of bleeding money and your coach came alongside and the value of that coaching. Now you happen to have, I'll make a plug for all of our coaches, but specifically you happen to have sort of the ex-CFO of the Baltimore Archdiocese and one of my best friends as your coach. And, you know, our coaches are of that ilk, in terms of, you know, mature professionals in their fields who have great history with Nativity and Rebuilt and these ideas. So a lot of gravitas is kind of brought to bear in our coaching team to our parishes. And so you had a nice testimony to that. And hopefully he was able to provide a little help there.
Oh, more than a little help. It is a complete 180 from where we were.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, Ed, thank you so much for joining us today. We can't wait to have you back next month as we deep dive into the next anchor. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Melissa. Great to be with you.